This week, No Refund Theater presents
Rumors by Neil Simon. Hello, we're here with the director and cast of Rumors. Please introduce yourself and your role.
Hi, I'm Bridget Zerbalis. I'm the director.
Hi, I'm Jillian Meek. I'm playing Cassie Cooper.
I'm Tristan Vaughn. I play Glenn.
I'm Scott Hartman. I play Ernie Kusick.
I'm Ashley Arbiza. I'm the assistant director.
I'm Lauren Lynch. I'm Stuart Rustin. I play Ken Gorman.
I'm Lauren Lynch. I play Chris Gorman.
Sorry. I'm Mary-Kate Mannion, and I play Claire Gans.
Awesome. Okay, so what is this show about?
Okay.
Rumors.
Secret.
It starts with the first couple, Ken and Chris, arriving at their friend Charlie and Myra's house for Charlie and Myra's 10th wedding anniversary. But Myra is gone, and Charlie is upstairs with a superficial bullet wound in his ear head area.
They are attached.
They are. And so they're freaking out, Ken and Lauren, not Lauren.
Chris.
Played by Lauren. And so they're trying to figure out what to do. They're calling the doctor. Charlie, who we never actually meet Charlie or Myra. He has taken a lot of pills. By accident, he took some Valium, so he's like dead to the world. He's just like passed
comedy.
Out on the bed.
Did we mention it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is funny. So they're trying to call his doctor, blah, 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 and then eventually the second couple comes in, and they're like, oh my god, we have to hide this from the second couple, and the second couple are Claire and,
there it is, there's Rumors.
No, wow. Shut up, listen. So, no, the will you let me do this? I'm the director. No, shh. So Claire and what's his face?
Lenny
come, and they're the second couple, and they it keeps going on like that. So like eventually the second couple finds out, but then they have to hide it from the third couple, who has to hide it from the fourth couple, and eventually they all have to hide it from two police officers, which come in at the very end of the show.
Okay. And Glenn's running for Senate.
Thanks, because
that's really important. That's a crucial part.
So now that you know the
everybody
needs
it. Yeah, that is a big part, though.
And I graduated from John Hopkins.
And I'm not crazy.
And I'm drunk. Always. No.
Let Nicole speak.
It's okay. All right. Well, what has been the experience working on this show? I mean, as far as is it hard to keep it? I guess the energy and the comedy up all the time, or
not really.
Well, most of us don't like Paul, so that's...
We like Paul.
Paul plays Lenny. He had to go to a meeting, so...
I mean, I never show up for practice.
Yeah, so we pretty much hate Tristan.
No,
I just found out about that.
I think you guys should answer this question, but definitely the fact, I did the show in high school, and it being a farce, like, it's just kind of crazy. It's really crazy. And
we just laugh at ourselves all the time. We're always trying new things, trying different ways to tell jokes and different physical comedy things. So it's actually harder to get through a rehearsal without laughing than it is to keep the energy up.
We forgot. Rumors.
Rumors. Rumors.
Let me tell you about Rumors.
Rumors also stars the ficus.
Oh, yes.
The ficus.
You need to come from. I'm not going to say anymore, but it
Rumors
starts.
The ficus is a pretty intense
ficus
part.
Is a big part
ficus.
Of the show.
Ficus.
Ficus
is a last name.
Ficus.
Miggy.
McGillicuddy.
Ficus McGillicuddy.
Ficus McGillicuddy.
I'm going to write a bio for Ficus McGillicuddy now.
Okay, yes.
Rumors is like hearing a rumor about a great show called Rumors.
Sometimes Tristan talks.
On.
Stop helping so much, Tristan. That's
and then
that's
the gunshots I didn't hear.
Okay.
That's
what are some
sneak peek.
Other unusual elements about the show, like the set? What's the set going to be like?
The set is hard.
It's going to be all black. Oh, wait.
Takes
that's the
us
other
45 minutes to set up.
We have a bad drill.
We use flats.
A drill that doesn't work
okay, guys.
Very
well. But we're getting better.
But it's
set,
great. I love
set,
it.
Okay.
And it's painted beautifully.
The set is rather complicated. There's an upstairs an upstairs. I put that in quotes because it's not really an upstairs.
It's a platform.
It's a platform that we have to put together, and it's very weeble wobbly. But there are two doors on top that have to be put on top of the platform and drilled in every single night, and a flat in the middle of the two doors to act like, you know, the wall. So, yeah, that aspect of it is hard. And then, you know, we have the flats. We also have two doors downstairs. So all told, there's four doors, and that's a lot of doors plus a platform. So
it's
visually pleasing and stimulating.
Aesthetically pleasing and visually stimulating.
So yeah, it's definitely gonna look really cool though. Okay. It's not.
There's a lot of plants. Yeah. On the set.
Fight guy.
Fight guy.
They're cool.
Foliage.
They're all related.
Yeah. What have been your favorite surprises that have come from working on still either for the favorite ad libs or character kind of discoveries? Or
I loved, actually, one of the best ones was last night. Lenny, who Paul plays, we were at this one part, he's kind of making making like a frustrated noise in response to something else, and he was just making the freakiest ass noises. And it was really,
he sort of made a foghorn noise. And every time he sighed, went from an elephant to a foghorn
to all these different tones, and more like just a
just go,
frustrated. Yeah. Yes, and it didn't work out.
And up with his elephant.
Yes. And then multiple foghorns from all of us, and it was hilarious last night. It was awesome.
Sounds great. Do you guys have any questions for each other?
Why do they call it a foghorn?
Because
related to the plague.
It's always in London because it's really foggy.
I thought it was on a boat.
Bridget, why did you cast Tristan?
No.
I really don't know right now at this point.
I had less hair back then.
I'm pretty sure I was drunk or something.
Tristan,
like Lauren's character when I cast him.
I mean,
But to be honest though, I'm really happy with my cast. This being my first and last NRT directorial thing, I couldn't be happier. I think it's a very well casted show and everybody's fun and nice. So I'm excited. And Ashley Arbiza paints, and I have such an awesome assistant director.
Yeah.
You've painted things for the show?
Not yet. I'm going to. Just come for my window.
Talk really about your stenciled wallpaper.
And oh, we have. Yeah. You just wait.
There's going to be surprise guests.
We cannot mention,
but we can't.
Yes.
Talk about
plan.
It.
Yes.
Surprise guest. So
Christopher Walken is coming.
Not exactly Christopher Walken.
There's better.
I've heard a rumor about that. Oh, there being cameos.
Might be.
She worked the title of the show into her comments. You guys see how
she's tricky.
There's a rumor about that, I heard.
Yeah, so come for the surprise guest. You won't want to miss it.
Do we know?
Yes, you know.
How many though will there be? Around or just all at the end, like firecrackers?
There's several. You'll see.
Oh, I get it.
Come see rumors and see if the rumors are true.
You really want to end like that?
Yeah, it's funny. We're funny.
End scene.
Can we get a little bit of a preview that won't reveal anything?
Since we just did a line here.
Actually, before we do that, can we say when we can see rumors?
Oh, right.
Oh, crap.
You can see rumors the week after we get back from spring break on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That
March
would be
19th.
March 19th, yeah. The 20th, and the 21st, all at 8 p.m. in 111 Forum.
All for free.
All for free. Free.
Unless you want to pay us.
Super free.
Okay. So who wants to do a little scene here, guys? Here we have Lauren Lynch playing Chris Gorman and
Dewey Rustin playing Ken Gorman, and they're gonna do a little bit of the opening of Rumors.
Playing Ken as Paul is.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Did he call yet?
Wouldn't I have yelled up?
Call him again.
I called twice. They're looking for him. How is he?
I'm not sure. He's bleeding like crazy.
Oh my God.
It's all over the room. I don't know why people decorate in white. But if he doesn't call back, call the hospital.
I'm going to have a cigarette, Ken.
After 18 months, the hell you are. Hold on to yourself, will you?
I can't believe this. Bring. Oh my God, Ken, the phone's ringing. Hello? When can I stop?
Dr.
Dudley? Oh, Dr. Dudley, I'm so glad it's you. Your server said you're at the theater.
Is that the doctor?
I would have never bothered you, but this is an emergency.
Is that the doctor?
I'm Chris Kerman. My husband Ken and I are good friends of Charlie Brock.
Is that the doctor?
It's the doctor!
Why didn't you say so?
Yay! Thank you very much. That was awesome. I'm sorry you couldn't see that, but the whole time Stu had his coat collar up around his ears like he was actually petrified. So that was adorable to see.
It's because Stu's scared of me.
Cats.
Awesome. And cats.
So one final time, how about in unison? When can everyone come to see Rumors by Neil Simon?
March.
That was a bad idea. That was a bad idea. Unison just with Ashley and Bridget.
Okay.
March 19th, 20th, and 21st at 8 p.m. in 111 Forum for free!
Wait, there's three shows?
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening in to NRT's podcast. Stop by next week for
The Laramie Project by Moises Kaufman and members of the Tectonic Theater Project. This will run March 26th through the 28th.